Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Time of Outpouring podcast. My name is Carlos Sims, and I want to thank you for joining us tonight. Tonight, we have a wonderful special guest. I've known this woman for the past 14 years. It's my beloved wife, Lynn Sims, and we're going to be talking about today her upcoming event called the Help Meet Empowerment Weekend. It's going to be a powerful time. We are definitely are looking forward to ensure that everything is going to be a wonderful move of the spirit. Listen, before we get started, I want to start out with a scripture tonight. I think it's very appropriate for the opportunity and for this moment. It's from Matthew chapter 10. We're starting at verse 40, and it reads, "He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth him, me, receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward." That was Matthew chapter 10, verses 40 through 42. Again, I'm so excited about having this interview. I've been waiting for about a week now since we announced that we were doing the podcast for this interview. And so I'm glad that I'm sitting here with my wife, Prophetess Lynn Sims. Say hey to the people, babe.
Hey, everybody.
She said, "Hey, everybody." She's trying to turn brother home. Well, listen, on July the 12th, 13th, and 14th, she will be in Dallas, Texas, hosting the Help Meet Empowerment Weekend, okay? And that's going to be held at Unmerited Favor Christian Fellowship, and that's 4420 Bonneview Road in Dallas, Texas, okay? We are going to have a bunch of powerful speakers at this event, okay? So, ladies, if you're in the Dallas area or if you want to attend this event, this is definitely the time for you to do that, okay? So, Lynn, basically with the Help Empowerment Weekend, will you please tell our listeners what that is all about?
I have a mentorship ministry. Help Meet Empowerment Ministry is where I mentor senior leaders. I have some apostles, some prophets, some pastors. I have some women who are not leaders, senior leaders in ministry, but they are business owners. And some are just wives. And so there are different parts of the country. And what I do is I take the birthing suite for destiny across the country to their locations. It could be two or three people in that region. It could be five or 10, could be 20 or 30. Right. I don't make it hard for them to receive what they need to receive. God, you know, leads me to bring other mentors, destiny coaches,
okay,
to pour into them. And so it's just meeting them where they are so they can come out and receive impartation from us face to face and receive physical touch.
Wow, that's great. So basically, you said something earlier, just a few seconds ago, that sparked my interest. You said you are calling it the birthing suite for destiny. Why did you give this meeting that moniker? What is your intentions behind that?
So many people have had different conferences and different things, but I realized very quickly when I started mentoring women in other states that a lot of them had no idea what their callings were or what their destiny was. Mm-hmm. And so some of them realize it or encounter God for the first time at these meetings. Okay. So it's a conception, if you will.
Wow. So basically, this is an opportunity for women to really be birthed out in the things of the Spirit. Not just that, but also in the natural, concerning their natural lives on a day-by-day basis, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, let me ask you, who are you planning to have at this event that's going to be ministering to these women?
Some phenomenal prophetic women of God and apostolic women who are well-versed in the Word of God. I have Pastor Sandra West. Mm-hmm. She's also known as Prophetess Sandra West in Dallas. And Prophetess Deborah Brown. Those two will be preaching. Prophetess West will be opening up the birthing suite. And Prophetess Deborah Brown will be the midwife that will close out the conference.
Okay, great.
In between, I have several different workshops. Prophetess Christina Lockett, she's a well-known personality host who's also full of the Spirit of God in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
She's going to be doing a workshop on launching your business and your ministry within the right season or timing of God. I have Prophetess Alina Lee from St. Petersburg, Florida.
All right.
She's coming in to minister on the character and integrity of Ruth. And so she's very anointed to teach women how to submit, how to follow instruction, how to care for their families, how to prepare to be chosen as a wife in the ministry of marriage. And then I have Pastor Lorena Jefferson. She manages oversees a congregation in Tampa, Florida, and she'll be doing a workshop entitled Divorcing Your Divorce.
Wow.
And so
that sounds like it's going to be real good.
It is. So many women go through divorce and they don't know how to recover or get past it. So she'll be teaching on that. Then I have Evangelist Kelly Jean, and she's going to be doing a workshop on, how to break the curses that your children's fathers have. So for those single moms or those women who conceive kids out of wedlock or have children from multiple men, she's going to teach them how to pull it all together, because you're dealing with generational and ancestral spirits from multiple sources. So God's going to use her to regulate some things in the spirit and the hearts and minds of the people. Then, of course, we have Chief Apostle Brenda Hunter.
Okay.
Phenomenal woman of God.
Yes, she is.
God's going to use her to teach and to equip the women on how to go forward and what God called them to do as leaders.
Wow.
To serve and lead simultaneously. Mm-hmm. Because some of us really struggle in that area. And so then I have on that Saturday, I have a panel that is called The Survival of the Prophets.
Okay.
And so I have different people that will be coming, sitting on that panel, fielding questions for these women, particularly those who are prophetic, on how, you know, the struggles, the rejection, the abandonment, the abuse, the disappointment that we face, to empower and equip them to overcome it. You don't have to stay where you started.
Right. Listen now. Listen, everybody. We have Prophetess Lynn Sims. She is hosting the Help Meet Empowerment Weekend in Dallas, Texas on July 12th through the 14th. That's going to be held at Unmerited Favor Christian Fellowship Church there at 4420 Bonneville Road in Dallas, Texas. Listen, we're going to take a brief break and then we're going to come right back and we're going to continue right where we left off, okay? Listen, you want to stay right here with The Time of Outpouring. Listen, everybody, we are back on The Time of Outpouring. Again, this is Carlos Sims, and I have my beloved wife with me, Prophetess Lynn Sims. We've been talking about the Help Meet Empowerment Weekend that's going to be held on July the 12th. Through the 14th at Unmerited Favor Christian Fellowship Church at 4420 Bonneville Road in Dallas, Texas. Listen, last time we left off, Lynn was giving you a really good insight as to who are going to be there speaking and pouring into your lives at this event. And so you really don't want to miss out on what's going to be taking place on that weekend. Lynn, what do you believe God wants to do on that weekend?
obviously, I believe God wants to heal and heal some relationships and mend some broken hearts, but also empower and equip the women. I believe that because you and I will be doing some credit repair clinics, and people are going to begin to establish a good name in the earth as a result of this connection. Right. I believe that there are going to be several women in ministry that will connect and partner and begin to network in ministry together, because I have a meet and greet session that I call the Nibble While You Network.
Okay.
So I want to partner them. I want to empower them. I want to equip them. I want to jumpstart some ministries and jumpstart some businesses. But more importantly, I believe that God's going to impregnate the women with a greater measure and a greater revelation or understanding of what their assignment is in the earth, purpose, destiny.
That's beautiful. Listen, I know sometimes for women, it's very difficult to kind of find their footing in the body of Christ. And so to have an event like this to help them to find out what their calling is, to find out what God would have them to do, to kind of give them that support or that resource where they are equipped to live the life that God would have for them, I think it's powerful and a phenomenal idea. Let me ask you this, because this event is going to be held in Dallas, Texas. How long have you been hosting this event there, and why Dallas, Texas? Out of all the places in the U.S., why Dallas?
I've been hosting it there. This will be my third year in Dallas, and as far as the why, it's this simple. I have a few women that have ministries in that area that I mentor, and so it's that simple. When God trusts me to mentor or to help these women make life decisions, mm-hmm. I try my best to make myself available, because I've been mentored from the, you know, impersonal way where you don't have the personal access connection to the individual. You can't really talk to them. Everything is, you know, conference call based or whatever. And that didn't really work well for me. So I tried to connect with people who need what I need, face-to-face interaction.
Right.
Sometime. So that's definitely, plus I was born and raised in Dallas. So that I get a chance to see my family and spend time with my mom and my sisters. So it all works out.
Okay. Hey, you said you're from Dallas. Why don't you give everybody a really, really quick testimony about your life in Dallas? Nothing big, just major, but before you came into the Lord, can you give a really quick testimony about what life was like in Dallas as you was a child?
It was pretty rough. I was a hustler, and of course, it's no secret that I used to strip. I used to dance. I sold my body for a while. You know, for lack of a better term, I was a woman who lacked character. I didn't get any education. I didn't. I was a high school dropout. Uh-huh. I was pregnant at age 13, had my daughter at age 14, got married at that same time. And so by the time my 14th birthday rolled around, I was a wife, a mother, and a small business owner. And so it's difficult to come to recover from that. I'd been abused. I've been beaten, I've been shot, I've been stabbed, I've been robbed. I've had a lot of negative things that happened to me. God delivered me from a lot. And having had sex with so many men and a couple of females, having that sordid past, mm-hmm. I have been touched with the infirmities of so many women.
Right.
And so that's why I mentor. That's why I reach out, I pour, I invest my time in an effort or an attempt to try to help somebody.
Right.
Come out of that lifestyle and into the marvelous light of Jesus Christ.
Listen, that's what it's all about. Helping people to come into the knowledge and the knowing that they have Christ in their life. Listen, I want to ask you, why should women make it their business to attend this event?
There are a number of reasons. Number one, if you already have a mentor, you already know who you are, you know what your assignment is, there's going to be some powerful preaching, some powerful teaching, some revelatory and prophetic impartations. Mm-hmm. And so those things are always good regardless of where you are in your walk with the Lord. That's the first thing. The second thing is they get to connect. They get to interact with people from other parts of the country, people in their same age group, some younger, some older. You You see different faces, different races, and you get exposed to a different way of doing things. I've yet to find another mentorship ministry that does things the way that I do them. And so that's another reason. Here's the third reason.
Okay.
Because Lynn Sims is going to be there. And I'll have Jesus with me. Jesus will be there and he'll have me with him. And so it's a meeting place for the Lord.
Yeah, I think that's something that the body of Christ have gotten too comfortable with, is that we kind of congregate with what's familiar with us,
right?
And we don't go outside of our normal area or our normal fellowship circles to connect with other believers across the nation. So I totally get that whole idea of bringing everybody together to really connect and to interact with other individuals who have relationship with Christ, who are ministers of the gospel, but at the same time, they have things that they can impart into your life as well.
Absolutely. Another reason why I do these meetings is because some of the women that I mentor are ministry, they're very anointed, they're ministry leaders, but they don't get a lot of opportunities to, or platforms, if you will, to present what's, you know, Christ has placed on the inside of them.
Right.
And so if I'm mentoring you, I want you to win. I want you to go further than me. So whenever God opens doors for me in ministry opportunities for me, I open those same doors for them where right. opportunity permits, so that they can get exposure for their ministries. That's and get good. Their names out there so that they can connect. And, you know, because a lot of times you have people that are assigned to you, but they're living in other cities and other yeah. states. And if they don't see you on television or hear about you on the internet, they'll have no way to connect and partner with you.
That's awesome. That's really awesome, because like you said, you know, people don't really get that level of exposure unless you're on TV or somebody has your video up on their website
right.
or something like that. Listen, we are with Prophetess Lynn Sims. We're discussing this Help Me Empowerment Weekend that's going to be held July the 12th through the 14th in Dallas, Texas. We're going to take another break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to pretty much wrap up this podcast. Stay with us, all right? Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the time of outpouring with yours truly, Carlos Sims. I have my wife with me right now, Prophetess Lynn Sims. She is here with us. We have been discussing the Help Meet Empowerment Weekend that is taking place on July the 12th through the 14th, 2018, at Unmerited Favor Christian Fellowship Church that's located at 4420. Bonneview Road in Dallas, Texas. Listen, you do not want to miss that weekend. It's going to be a time of powerful impartation, revelation, and prophetic utterance that's going to be released in the house on that weekend. Lynn, with you being a prophet, I want to kind of tap into your prophetic calling a little bit before we close out this podcast. First of all, I want to know, what do you believe God is saying to the women in the body of Christ in this season?
The things that I believe God is saying are not all sweet and pleasant. I believe God's calling the women, telling the women to come out of hiding in the spirit and in the natural. He's calling us to do greater works than women have ever done in ministry or in the corporate arena. I believe that God wants, he's in fruit inspection mode, and he wants to see us produce. I believe he's placing a mandate on women to return to their roles as wives, you know, begin to spend time with their children, parent again, go over their homework, sit and talk with them,
right.
find out how their day, it's not all spiritual, it's not all deep.
Right.
I believe that it's time for women to return to the family, go on family outings, family vacations,
right.
sit down for family dinners and things of that nature. God wants us as wives to return to a posture of humility
uh-huh.
and submission. It's time for us to be the examples that we read about in Proverbs 31.
Right, right. You know, with everything going on in our society today, we see that there's something missing from the family. There's that connection that is really, really missing, that children are out there killing other kids now.
Right.
And, you know, I know back in our time when we were coming up, you know, there have been single parent homes, but the stuff that we're seeing in our society just seems to be missing that nurturing, that mothering nature.
And the discipline. Don't forget the discipline.
Yeah.
What has happened is we have mistaken God's plan for discipline for abuse. You don't have to abuse your child to chastise the child.
Uh-huh.
And so I believe if we were able to rebuke and discipline and chastise our children without abusing them,
right,
of course, that would change some things. Also develop a more intimate connection. The fiber of the family has been really ripped apart and torn and damaged. And so these kids building bombs and, you know, housing firearms and things of that nature, right, without their parents knowing is a clear sign that there's an absence of intimacy. There's an absence of open communication. There is no connection. So we've got to work harder at reestablishing the connection
with our children. Yeah.
Correct.
That's good, Lynn. That's good. Because a lot of people are asking that question. What's missing? And I think you hit it on the head. We don't have that connection with our children like we used to. We don't go and say, Bobby, how's your day at school? You know, sit down at the table, do your homework, or get out my face kind of deal.
Right, and the TV and the video games are now raising the kids.
Right.
Another thing is they've become desensitized to Christ because church has become a chore or a task or something that they don't enjoy doing because they're forced to worship God according to their parents' convictions.
Oh, that's good.
And so sometimes we have to let our children go. There are all types of charismatic ministries that have different types of outreach approaches.
Right.
That it doesn't mean that it's bad, good, bad, or indifferent. It's just opposite of what, you know, or different from what we do. And I've seen parents say, I don't believe in that. You can't find that in the word. If it's effective, Jesus said it best, if they're not against us, they're for us.
That's right. That's right.
But unfortunately, that is not a consensus throughout the body. And a lot of people have misconstrued the gospel. They've limited God's ability to reach man to their small way of thinking. And Christ was very specific in his word. He said, I will make, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
Right.
Fishermen use multiple various types of bait because they want to attract different types of fish. And so not bashing anyone, but I am making it known that I believe that that is what's also missing. Another thing is conservativeness in women. You see a lot of provocative attire,
right,
sexual innuendos. And I mean, God even dealt with me on toning some things down, because what we don't want to do is keep our children desensitized, mm-hmm, and not, you know, have them to have reverence for God or the house of God or the sanctity of marriage. So those things are some things that I think that we could reel in if everybody, you know, where to focus and get together with one accord.
What do you think, where do you think women are with their standards? I mean, I think
there are none. I recently did an interview with a group of women, and I found out that about 8 out of 10 Christian women believe it's okay to have sex before marriage. A lot of them have a used car mentality when they're being chosen for marriage,
right?
You know, they view the man as a used car. You know, he's gonna come with some, you know, the tailpipe might be broken,
some dings and some blemishes.
And it's okay to have that mentality if you have a mind to go through the process of making the repairs going in. But if you're gonna, you know, accept it up front and then turn around and gripe about it later,
right,
you're setting yourself up for divorce. Long-term longevity in marriage and love and respect in relationship is another thing that's really missing today.
Mm.
You don't have a lot of examples. There aren't many gentlemen, and there certainly aren't many ladies.
That's true. That's very true. Last question, Lynn. Being a prophetic voice in this era, what do you believe God is saying to the body of Christ as a whole with with everything that's going on, what do you think God is trying to get
to us? He's calling us to repentance. It's really simple. You could sum it all up in one word. God's seeking a pure people. He wants us to be cleansed. He's calling us to purge ourselves. It's time for us to get some real healing before we keep seeking the spotlight and the revealing. Right. We keep getting exposed before we get delivered and set free. And so talents and abilities are taking us to places that our character won't keep us. Wow. And the enemy is allowing us to get into the public eye and gain a large audience or develop a huge following, and then he exposes our fallacies, our weaknesses, and our flaws. So God's calling us to really make some interchanges and get a real relationship right. with him and develop some character and some integrity in him.
Wow. Listen, everybody, you do not want to miss this weekend. The Help Me Empowerment Weekend, July 12th through the 14th, 2018 in Dallas, Texas. Listen, if you want to register, you need to go online at www.continualoutpouring.org. Go to the events page and register. Registration is $25. If you want to purchase a t-shirt, you could also do that there for a small, medium, large, or extra large t-shirt. 15. Plus your registration, it's going to be a $40 cost.
Right.
If you're a 2X, 3X, or 4X, then the cost is going to be $45 for your registration and your t-shirt. But I'm telling you, you want to make it your business. Start going out and getting your reservations made. Schedule and plan for your trip to get there, whether you're driving, whether you're flying. You want to get over there in Dallas, Texas on July 12th through the 14th. Also, Lynn, I do understand that you have a new book coming out.
Yes, the Wives Handbook. I will have those. They will be delivered by the time we get to Dallas, and people can pre-order them as well. It'll be $22 if they buy it in person, but they can pre-order them for $17 and save $5.
So, listen, you wives, women, if you're aspiring to be married or if you are married, you want to get the Wives Handbook.
Yes.
That's going to be accompanying my book, which is the husband's handbook. Okay, so you can also pre-order that as well. Same cost. If you want to buy it in person, $22. But if you pre-order, it's $17. Now, all of that's going to be available to pre-order on continualoutpouring.org. Okay, that's on our events page, continualoutpouring.org. Listen, I want to thank every last one of you for joining us here tonight. Lynn, I want to thank you, baby. I'm glad that you're my first guest on our podcast tonight. I'm looking forward to July the 12th through the 14th in Dallas, Texas. Now, thank you for joining us at the Time of Outpouring podcast. God bless you, and may God shine upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.